Responding to Pope Francis' appeal for aid for Syria, Catholics in Canada have been taking part in a campaign to be in solidarity with the people of Syria in their many sufferings. Organized by the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Canadian Catholic Organization for Development and Peace, the campaign aims to assist the extensive work in the Middle East by Catholic charities and development agencies, particularly Caritas Internationalis. The effort culminates in a day of prayer and fasting set for September 14th, Saturday, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Coming 1 week after the International Day of Prayer and Fasting for Peace in Syria, led by Pope Francis, the Canadian campaign is a response to the Holy Father's call for concrete action to assist the Syrian people. Christopher Wells spoke with the president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop Richard Smith of Edmonton, about the campaign.
Our national initiative here grew out of a meeting that various members of Caritas Internationalis held with the Pope earlier in the spring. And it became clear to all of those parties that this was an area of deep concern for the Holy Father, and he said, do what you can to help, and they took that to heart. One of those Caritas members is the Canadian Catholic Organization for Development and Peace, and their executive director came back from that meeting with the Pope to us and asked the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops if we could unite with Development and Peace in doing something for Syria. What Development and Peace proposed, and which we readily accepted, was a national fundraising campaign, the proceeds of which would go to the various Caritas agencies on the ground in the Middle East, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, elsewhere, that are dealing with the situation in Syria, dealing with, God bless them, the countless refugees that are coming out of that country. As we talked about this as a conference of bishops, it was at the level of our permanent council because this request came between our plenary sessions. It became clear to us that in addition to fundraising, we as a Christian people need to give strength to this by intense prayer. And at that point, this would have been in June, we established as our National Day for Prayer and Fasting September the 14th. We chose that day because, first of all, it's the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And Jesus, by his death on the cross, as we hear in Ephesians, broke down the walls of hostility that were separating his people one from the other. And so it would be a perfect day to pray that the power of the cross come into the land of Syria to bring reconciliation and peace. And we also made that day coincide with the official end of the national fundraising campaign. So this has been in the works now, obviously, for a number of months. And then, just a couple of weeks ago, as we all know, the Pope himself, and we're all seeing now, was a wonderfully inspired moment, called the world to intense prayer. And he chose the day of September the 7th. We received that with joy. Obviously, we participated in it. People gathered in churches across the country in response to the Pope's initiative. And we realized that the need for prayer for this land is continuous. We must continue to pray. And so we decided to maintain our own day of prayer and fasting in addition. And so that's going to be taking place this coming Saturday.
So it ends up being kind of an echo, even if it was planned ahead of time, it ends up being a kind of an echo of the Holy Father's worldwide call to prayer and fasting for everyone.
Well, I think it's a little bit more than an echo. It's a beautiful follow-up, and it's a wonderful way to emphasize the need for continued prayer. Now, this morning, as you and I are speaking, what we're aware of in the news is the fact that military strikes that had been contemplated against Syria and towards which there seemed to be almost an unstoppable movement has, at least for the moment, been called off. Now, what's happening in the news, of course, is attention is being given to the flurry of diplomatic activity behind a new proposal that has come up that's acceptable to Syria that is being seen, even if hesitantly at this stage, as a positive development by other world powers. Seoul. We're grateful, obviously, for this diplomatic activity that's happening, but people of faith are going to recognize here, I think, a deeper and a prior agency at work, namely the power of prayer. This new hopeful development came about in the span, a very short span of just a couple of days after the Pope's Day of Prayer. And I don't think we should fail to make that connection. Having made the connection, though, we realize that the situation in Syria is tenuous. The hostilities, the atrocities, the horrors continue. The suffering remains horrific, and our hearts continue to break. But out of that broken heart, out of that sense of deep compassion and solidarity, and above all, out of our confidence that prayer works, that prayer has an effect, we need to continue to pray. Pray intensely that there will be a definitive end to all these hostilities and a true and a lasting peace. And so out of this need for continued prayer, we see the importance of having yet another day of prayer and fasting. So we will be doing that in union with and in continuity with the initiative of the Holy Father.